Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Friday, just a couple days before Labor Day, and hope everybody has a great Labor Day weekend. We have Larry. We're very fortunate to have Larry back. And hi, Larry. How's it going up there in the great mountaintop?
Hey, Stuart. Hanging in up here. Got my electricity back, so I got a phone going. So here I am.
Oh, great. You said you had a new Bible code because of that explosion of that rocket. And when I heard that and when I heard what it was for, now, this had something to do with an Israeli reconnaissance satellite, as I understood it, or what was the reason for this launch in the first place?
Well, from my understanding, and they've kind of downplayed it in U.S. media. Now, the Middle East media is talking more about it, but the basic report, you know, is that NASA and SpaceX were launching this Falcon 9 rocket, and on top of this rocket was, and people didn't know it, but it was an Israeli Amos 6 satellite. And of course there were, you know, you saw it, I saw it, everybody saw the images of a massive explosion and you know, the destruction of the, not only the rocket, but the satellite was completely destroyed also. And interestingly, you know, of course I didn't know this was going on. I didn't even know they were launching, and I sure didn't know that SpaceX was also, Stuart, was also set to deliver a package from Israel to the moon in 2017. And so, a lot of this, I guess, has been kept under wraps. And this Amos 6 satellite, according to some of the data that it took a day or two to leak out, some of this was going to be intelligence data, some of it was going to be communications like Facebook that would be provided. Now, this is what's interesting, Stuart. This was going to be even Facebook data, you know, Zuckerberg stuff that would be relevant to people in Iraq, Syria, Turkey, a lot of African countries, that region of the world, which, you know, has now been denied that. And, of course, Barry Rothman, he ran a really, really interesting Tor code. He ran it today, actually. And, you know, when you're ready, I'll give you the results.
Yeah, right, anytime.
Yeah, well, what's interesting, number one, you know, rarely do we have dates in the Tor codes. We do in this one, and I'll read this. In the Hebrew, came back from the Torah code research Barry Rothman did today. Number one, the date 28/5776, which is actually the 1st of September 2016. So we've got the date encoded in the Torah code. Now, in the, you know, the Torah code, the code or the matrix itself is really a tight matrix. The word number two is sabotage. The word number three, Israel. Number four, satellite. Number five, Falcon 9, destroyed. So you basically got the name of the satellite itself, that and the location it's from, the kind of rocket it was on, that sabotage was involved, and it gives the exact date of the explosion of the destruction of the satellite and the rocket. In a Tor code. So we have to say, now that we look back and run the Tor code, that one certainly appears accurate, and with the word sabotage, it's very interesting. One of the things Barry Rothman said was that he also tied in his report, and people can go to arccode.com, that's Barry Rothman's site, and look at it themselves and read the whole article with it. But he looked into it very closely. He said, since Obama's administration has taken over, NASA has been infiltrated with Muslims. Now, of course, what I just said is really politically incorrect. You're not supposed to say that. However, it's true, regardless. And yep. Whatever the reason, this seemed to be a secret launch that someone had insight into, and the Tor code says sabotaged it. And then it also revealed to us the information that Israel was sending a package to the moon in 2017, which just is a few months. And Barry Rothman says, with this happening, that may not come off. That may not happen either.
So, okay, who benefits? If NASA is infiltrated, which our whole government basically has been infiltrated by Islam, they would benefit greatly, wouldn't they, if the surveillance satellite or whatever it's actually for wasn't there. And that would mean that possibly that because we have, how do we say, the Muslim Brotherhood operating out of Washington and especially the White House. So would they have an interest in seeing that not work, viewing their disdain and hatred for the nation of Israel?
Well, Barry Rothman seems to indicate that that is a fact. Not only is there a Muslim thing, and, you know, that's what people forget, Stuart. People forget, you know, they're so busy trying to not inflame this Islam religion. And what they forget, Stuart, is Islam is not just a religion. It is an absolute political way of life 24 hours a day to these people. It's not
yes.
just a religion. It's a religious political way of life.
Yeah, and they definitely want to take over the United States. There's no question in my mind at all. In fact, you go to, Michigan, or is it Dearborn's, one of those areas that's totally, it's a Muslim Sierra law place. Police don't go in there.
Yeah, it's Sharia law. It's an I call them enclaves. That means that's a place that a whole bunch of the same people live, and you're not welcome. And it's so interesting that all over the world we're seeing this. Europe has been seeded with these enclaves, and now we're seeing the fruit out of that, to where the police
yep.
haven't gone in, and they can't go in. And now we're seeing in America enclaves of religious groups that actually hate Americans and are right in our midst. And, well, we've had 8 years, and we know who to thank. And, of course, it started before that. It's really a rich man dream to destroy the United States, and our administration just seems to be a big part of that.
Well, you know, the Bible and Book of Revelation, speaking about Babylon, which is the United States of America, whether people like it or not, it says that it becomes the home of every foul bird, every religion in the world. And, of course, it started, if you read Isaiah and Jeremiah, as a golden cup in the Lord's hands as a Christian nation. It was ruled twice in the 1800s by the Supreme Court that we were a Christian nation. And just as the Bible said, the occult was in there virtually from the get-go and just slowly eroded it to what it is now. So I guess I don't expect any relief from it at all. Prophecy's got to be fulfilled, and it is being fulfilled before our eyes, whether we like it or not. So that's interesting, though, that sabotage. I when you called about that, I think I did say something about I wonder if that was sabotage. So it's in the Bible code
right.
that it was.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, it appears funny. I think it's kind of like some of these other deals. They get sabotaged for one reason or another. And, yeah, it's weird. Speaking about sabotage, how about the sabotage of our freedom of speech? I don't know if you saw this. Let me scroll down to the article. YouTube? Did you see anything about YouTube?
Here's
the headline.
No, I don't think I did.
YouTube declares war on politically incorrect opinions. Google-owned platform demonetizes controversial content. Now, I know this is true because we got demonetized ourselves. A new advertiser-friendly policy introducing. Yeah, boy, everybody out there, you better listen to this, because this is pure Antichrist censorship. And for it to appear now is a warning of what is very soon to come, probably on Facebook and all the others. A new advertiser-friendly policy introduced by YouTube will punish those who express politically incorrect opinions or dare to offend viewers by demonetizing their content. In other words, you can't make money on your content with these new rules. The new rules have sparked an outcry from the YouTube community because they are so incredibly restrictive. Listen to the restrictions. YouTube will now retain the right to demonetize any videos that contain controversial or sensitive subjects and events, including subjects related to war, political conflicts, natural disasters and tragedies, even if graphic imagery is not shown. Inappropriate language, including what they consider harassment, profanity, and vulgar language, is also going to be demonetized. Okay, so here's what they consider non-advertiser friendly. You can't have any ads put on your thing. That's how they demonetize. Anyway, sexually suggestive content, which is obvious. Violence, including display of serious injury and events related to violent extremism. Inappropriate language, including harassment, profanity, and vulgar language. Well, that makes sense. Promotion of drugs and regulated substances, including selling, use, and abuse of such items. And here's the kicker. Controversial or sensitive subjects and events, including subjects related to war, political conflicts, natural disasters even, and tragedies. Why don't they want natural disasters to be shown or even put up?
Well,
they've
got
to know, and you know, Stan Dale and Holly had trouble. Remember when Stan was doing the earthquakes, and he was using some naval, I believe it was naval information to do it? Well, he was getting quite accurate with it, and all of a sudden, it wasn't available to him anymore. Well, now they don't want stuff related to natural disasters and tragedies. Now, this is what it says. If any of the above describes any portion of your video, then the video will not be approved for any monetization.
Stuart,
I
was just saying, Stuart, from what you just read, the criteria there, that would mean if I had a dream or a vision of a coming tsunami that wiped off the East Coast, and I posted it, that would violate their rules.
Yes, it would. This is just one part of this. Here's the interesting part, because I've often wondered, and I think I've stated on my Best Global Report a number of times, that I think the model of the New World Order is actually the communist Chinese government. and how they run things over there. This is what it says. This new policy bears the hallmarks of the Chinese government's social credit score system, where internet users are punished by private companies and their peers for expressing unpopular views on social media. The move is primarily designed to scare away YouTubers from making anti-establishment political content, but prominent YouTubers are already reporting that videos on everything from acne solutions to tips on combating depression are being demonetized because they are not advertiser friendly. And that's exactly what happened to us. We got a notice on one of our videos. It's amazing. And remember what Matt Drudge said about he was going to be taken down.
Yeah, he said this was coming. And yeah, and Stuart, the movement to give the UN authority over the internet, it's a clampdown. I mean, that's all it is. It's just a clampdown, and we'll call it that as long as we can. But people just, they need to know. And one of the most interesting things, the most unpopular on the internet, really, or in the world, is the Psalm 2 war.
Yes, and you don't hear anything said about it, not even from the so-called prophetic scholars. You never hear it not mentioned.
No.
I don't know. Well, of course, you know, I had a friend of mine, and he went to a prophetic, one of those prophecy seminars they have, you know, the gatherings where they had something like what Stan Deo went to.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine went up to one of the speakers who will remain unnamed, and he asked him, he said, is America Babylon, do you think? And the guy looked at him, very, very popular prophetic scholar, and said, oh, of course, America's Babylon. Well, do you think that New York City could be the great city Babylon? Oh, he said, of course, it's the great city Babylon, no question about it. He goes up on stage to speak and denies all of it. That's what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing it for the money. I think they're afraid to tell the truth. I got a letter from another well-known prophecy scholar. He's passed away now. And we were talking about World War III and the Doctrine of Eminence, where, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with the Doctrine of Eminence, where Jesus can return at any time, and so you better be ready at all times. Well, of course, that's true for the individual, but it is not true for the corporate church. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got into this discussion, and he agreed. He said, oh, I've known that for a long time. But he said, I'm not going to say anything to the people because I'd lose my following. So what kind of truth is being spread at these so-called prophecy enclaves, if you want to use that word, where they gather and spend tons of money and hotel bills and everything and being fed propaganda? And I would suspect that if you went to one of those and actually told the truth, you'd probably be thrown out on your ear. Anyway, enough of that. You sent me an article about this radiation increase. What is that about?
Well, the NOAA and Space Weather has begun a massive research project about solar radiation. Yeah, I think you said it was the bot that talked about sun disease or something like that.
Yes.
But anyway, you know, there's been so many people, you know, we're well aware of the South Atlantic anomaly that was making people sick on the Camp Verde Islands, you know, Canary Islands. And Stan Deo, we talked to him, you know, in a round table one time, and he said, well, this is going to increase. But it hasn't been that long ago, just a few years, and now they're having to actually, they're doing testing about solar radiation infiltrating our atmosphere and possibly making people ill. And they're even having questions about how safe even is flying people at certain times and under certain conditions of the sun activity. And you know, I sent you just a little bit, but a little some of the early data that's in is just absolutely incredible. We've got a lot of solar radiation in our atmosphere, and it's coming down in the atmosphere closer to the Earth than before. And I'm beginning to wonder, Spirit, if a lot of people aren't getting what the bots called, I think it was the bots, a sun disease, they're actually getting ill from radiation sickness.
Yeah, on the article you sent, it says, let's see, cosmic rays, seed clouds, trigger lightning, and can even penetrate commercial airliners. Furthermore, there are studies linking cosmic rays with cardiac arrhythmia, sudden cardiac death in the general population. Our latest measurements show that cosmic rays are intensifying with an increase of 13% since 2015. That would indicate that something is going on in our magnetic fields.
Yeah.
And that these particles are beginning to come down. Now, I've had tons of reports from people all over saying they feel like they're wiped out. Whereas before they had more energy, you know, people get tired when they get old. I'm very familiar with that. But you still, you know, it seems like there's something being added. Something is not right. Now, we do have a bad, I guess, electromagnetic environment because you got TV, you've got radio, you've got infrared, you've got microwave, you've got all this stuff that's virtually everywhere around the planet now. Now we throw in this little bit of, how do we say, cosmic cookery. And I'm wondering if this isn't the reason why a lot of people are having the troubles they're having, because it can create nausea, headaches. It has a tendency to disturb the mind. And if it can create cardiac arrest, arrhythmic problems, why can't it change your DNA?
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. And, you know, I think we're finding out more and more that a lot of our surroundings, our environment, and I'm not talking about climate change, I'm talking about an environment that goes all the way out to our sun, and including Stuart, and it's something nobody's talking about. You know, we talked about the gravity waves and the cosmic waves. We talked about ripples, a ripple effect that was coming through our solar system. We've even talked about and seen on something just like Yahoo News, you know, very mainstream media, that NASA, JPL, and others are saying that our entire solar system is being tilted by something that's coming through. And so, you know, pretty much so, that's not that is not subject matter that probably is going to be in the approved list of either the government or the rich men in our future.
Yeah, I can't figure out why they would want to censor that. I think the answer, I think you gave it the other day, people just wouldn't go to work anymore if they figured
yeah.
out what's the point, you know. This is what they say. Why are cosmic rays intensifying? The main reason is the sun. Well, I'm not so positive that's it's true. There's that cosmic super wave, the gravity wave, and the destroyer inbound. Solar storm clouds, such as CMEs, sweep aside cosmic rays when they pass by the Earth. During solar maximum, CMEs are abundant and cosmic rays are held at bay. Now, however, solar cycle is swinging towards its minimum, allowing cosmic rays to return. Another reason could be the weakening of the Earth magnetic field, which helps protect us from deep space radiation. That's exactly what Paul LaViolette, Dr. LaViolette, was talking about with the gravity waves and the cosmic wave. It is so strong that it defeats the solar bubble, the protective bubble that's around our entire solar system. And it can beat it and bring them in closer. So to everybody out there that's feeling bad, do you know of any way you can help defeat that? Does staying inside help you at all? Or do we all
sure
have to
I'm
wear...
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure staying inside is probably more intelligent than staying outside during these times. You know, and if people, there are government locations that, you know, on the internet you can look at and see every day, certain times of day when the ultraviolet is, you know, which is ultraviolet radiation, which is stronger or it's less. And you, if you watch that, you could kind of, it's kind of like when it's raining, if you want to get wet, go outside in the rain. But if you don't want to get wet, stay in the house. Well, it's the same thing with solar radiation. When it rains down at certain times, don't go out in it. But, of course, you know, a lot of people don't listen to that, you know, type of information.
Do you suppose Teflon or aluminum hats, little caps that we can make out of aluminum foil would help?
I may have to ask Mel Gibson about that. You know, they utilize that hat during a revival, you know,
in a
TV show. Yeah, and that is interesting, actually. But, you know, I would, if I'm not wrong, some of our spacecraft don't we, and even the space station, they have a shielded room. What is
yes.
the construction of that room? Is it some kind of foil? Is it aluminum? Is it some lead mixture? I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure people could have even a very interestingly cosmic safe room in their home. But, of course, we hadn't thought that way ever, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, there's got to be a reason, too, why they're going and building these dumps, deep underground military bases. Why are they going down so deep? Unless they are expecting to survive somehow. I mean, obviously they've read about the ancients.
Yeah.
And about, you know, the Hopi have the story about the ant people, which I take to be alien greys. And they claim in their works, I've got a book, it's called The Truth. It's a very, very fascinating book. But anyway, it talks about the ant people, the Hopi called them that. And they were taken underground before the flood. And they were kept down there until after the disaster that came. And if you go into the Book of the Colburn, they say that the flood and probably at the time of the Exodus was a passage of the destroyer, the doom shape.
Yeah.
I've got some stuff on that that's very interesting. Anyway, getting back to radiation and what it does to people, you have mentioned several times in the Book of Esdras, women giving birth to monsters. That's got to be electromagnetic alteration of DNA. Now, Paul LaViolette, when they were doing all their deep digging in the Arctic, Antarctic, and Greenland ice cap, they go down, you know, many, many feet, claimed that every time there was a spike in the cosmic radiation hitting Earth, that mutations immediately followed. So we're back to the gravity wave, cosmic wave, and the possibility of a dimensional shift. It's becoming more and more evident that we're looking at something possibly like that. And the Book of Enoch says the crops go haywire. Well, you've reported on that. And you had an incident down there. Do you want to get into that at all tonight?
Oh, we can. It sounds like science fiction, but it actually happened, and there's no explanation for it. You know, I was just talking to you on the phone yesterday, and
yes.
I had got off the phone, you know, after I talked to you and was reading a book, and I heard a low rumbling sound, you know, somewhat like thunder, but it really didn't sound like thunder. It wasn't in the sky. I assume it was deep earth, but I don't know that. But I heard a rumbling sound that was a rolling thunder sound. And I got up and walked over to my door to start to look outside to see if I saw a storm cloud in the distance, which I didn't. But when I got up and started to make that move over there, it was like, and this is really strange. You know, I know your wife is really what I call a sensitive. You know, she can feel things. I mean, she knows the difference. She's really
They sense it right away. Her brother's even worse. He can sense stuff that you would, you know, I wouldn't feel anything, but they sense it. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. And so, I felt things before, but the minute I got through talking to you and I was reading the book and I heard this thunder sound, I got up and it was like a wave of something passed. I don't know if it passed over me or passed through me exactly. I'm not even sure, but it was my mind was begin to try to construct what I was feeling, and it was like the first things my mind thought of was something's not right. You know, this isn't right. Something's not right. And then it was gone, but then right after that, you know, all my electricity went out at the house, and I called the electric company, and I could hear the phones ringing off the wall at the electric company, which is probably 100 miles or more from where I'm at. But I said, boy, you must be getting a lot of calls. And they said, yeah, we don't know what's going on. So this seems to be widespread, and we got electricity out everywhere, and nobody knows why. And so now I'm telling that story to you, and that's what happened to me, but it was like a wave of some kind. But you know where I'm at. I'm up high. I'm in a mountain area, kind of, we've had really strange electromagnetic activity, and there are portals in this region I'm in up here within a 50-mile radius of where I live. And so I don't know, Stuart. I really don't know. As I asked you when I talked to you about it, I said it was really odd. It was a strange thing, but I know what I felt, and it reminds me of what you said. You talked about ripples in time-space, you know, because it was invisible. I saw nothing. But yet, not only did I feel something go past me or through me or whatever, all the electricity in this area went out for hours, and we didn't get it back till next morning. But that's just what happened.
I wonder what it was. I mean, when you really stop, we know that from Noyes, who talks about, and it's in the Colburn as well, these rumbles, the earth will rumble. The Bible says the rocks will speak, cry out. So we probably didn't understand what that meant. You know, you see a boulder and you think it's going to cry out. I don't think that's what it was talking about. It's talking about deep underground shifting of the earth as the earth expands. Weird stuff. And, of course, then we've got, if you didn't feel right, that almost sounds like a caught between almost two dimensions.
Really. It felt weird. It was almost a dimensional thing. And, Stuart, you know, I've had a number of, I guess you could say, out-of-the-body experiences, in other words, in my spirit. I know what that feels like because I've had a number of those, and, you know, I've shared those with you and others. And so I know I'm sensitive. And there's no fear in leaving my body. That ain't no big deal. Getting back in it's kind of interesting, too. But, there's a feeling to it. And this wasn't a frightening feeling, but it wasn't like leaving the body. It was like a dimensional shift almost. It was like there was something dimensionally occurring that wasn't right. I mean, there was something it wasn't supposed to be happening, yet it happened. I mean, for just a moment. And the moment was quick because the minute I felt it, it's like it went through me, whatever passed through me. And at the same time, I was recognizing that whatever this was, it wasn't right. It wasn't supposed to be happening, but it was anyway. And then it was gone. And it was like it was there, you know. You hear these parallel universes. You hear multiple dimensions, and sometimes there's a tear or a thinning of the veil. I don't know, but I do know it felt like a ripple of some kind because it seemed to just pass through and then was gone.
I wonder if that wasn't one of these bots. They were talking about the electromagnetic kind of waves and kind of like tornadoes or something, but you can't see them, but they're electromagnetic anomalies. They're kind of like a vortex or a storm, I guess one could call it, and they pass through and then they're gone. It's part of the overall electromagnetic environment changes we're undergoing. I got the latest bots. You want to get into that a little bit?
Yeah, we could.
Okay, it says your world changes. This is Cliff High. The winds is meme, he calls it, is growing both in supporting sets for a new winds phenomena, but also now gaining support from the sets of language that they, you know, go out and review, involved in popcorn storms. These popcorn storms, violent, brief thunderstorms, and you've seen all those pictures of those that look like nuclear bombs going off, and they appear basically out of nowhere, and they exist for a while, and then they kind of disappear again, and you know, the Lord did say we're going to see some weird stuff. Anyway, he says they are growing as a forecast occurrence to appear over the next few months. The data sets are showing that the popcorn storms will be crossing whole continents, including North America, with such speed that the water load within the storm is only grows as it crosses the land and is then released at the next shore. These popcorn storms are going to be both numerous to the point of eliciting discussions, which he probably means social media, as well as being violent to the point of creating flash floods and fires via lightning strikes. Other sets and supporting positions for rain are again pointing to the ringing of the clouds, W-R-I-N-G, ringing, into a deluge, which is indicated to cause several miles of train tracks and supporting infrastructure to be washed away, and it will end up in another country near the coast, or county or state, I guess. These rains destroy train sets are growing as though a major and wide meme is developing. The rains destroy sets have the largest levels of growth, with trains being but one, albeit an eye-catching, of many within the sets of destruction. There are even sets that are growing with aspect or attribute sets for boats that will be even sunk by the rains. Other areas to receive these destroying rains include sports stadiums, port buildings, maybe even airports. Many other buildings and structures are described as being flooded out or simply washed away. These destroying rains are slightly different from lakes in the atmosphere in that the rains are described as being wind-driven and cumulative over time, in the sense of rain clouds keep coming, bringing more rains, like a flowing river in the atmosphere. Now, remember, he did talk about those atmospheric rivers?
Oh, yeah.
And now they're even talking about it in the weather. I've heard them mention atmospheric rivers several times now on major media. So, speaking about all these rains, what is going on with this Hermine, which sounds awful lot like Hermes, which is very cultic, but who knows? What's your latest on that?
Well, it's another phenomenon because it came out of, it crossed south of Florida there and entered the Gulf of Mexico it was actually a tropical depression number 9 when it did that. Then almost amazingly, within hours, it was a tropical storm named Hermine, and then it was a Category 1 hurricane. I mean, we're talking hours, Stuart, just hours. And now it has hit Florida, 300,000-plus people without power, considerable damage in certain areas, and it is crossed. This is what's so weird about the way it went. You know, it made that right turn in the Gulf and went straight up to the Florida panhandle, hit it, and went into Georgia and South Carolina. It's going into North Carolina. They've issued an emergency declaration there. And now this is the strange part, the bizarre part of it. This is supposed to enter the Atlantic again, go up the East Coast, and set off of New York, Philadelphia, Hatteras, that region. They say it's going to set there and be a Category 1 again, hurricane probably, for 3 to 4 to 5 days, and set there and hammer the shorelines and that area for 3 to 5 days, and then they really just don't know what it's going to do. I mean, it's really a phenomenon. There's no doubt. I don't think they've seen anything act exactly like they're predicting this will do,
Almost sounds like what the bots were just talking about. He says here, the pace of changes affecting the planet are forecast to increase to the level of being weakly felt by a very large portion of the global population. DeSantis forecasting this or suggesting that our conversations over the rest of the year and in the next year will take a turn where, if you go back and examine them later, we will find that our weekly discussions included mention of these Earth changes that personally impacted our lives. The forecasts are bringing up language that we are going to be using. These include earthquakes, tornadoes, yet more floods, especially those that move houses and shift populations. In other words, they've got to move. Many of these sets include the mountains of Central Europe, as well as the mountains of France. There are new Earth changes sets that are forecasting a brief and way early dip straight into winter, as snow and freezing temperatures will be the headlines for many places across the Northern Hemisphere in December. So there
well,
you
sure,
go.
That's it. That is exactly what Red Elk warned about when he warned about the rivers and streams and all of that to move away from them and those low areas. And then he began to warn about a really strange phenomena he called ice. He said ice is coming like you have never seen. And, and what's interesting, too, since this 7.1 or 2 magnitude earthquake, off New Zealand there by Taupo,
I've
noted,
that.
Well, they're actually have had like 300-plus quakes following that. It seems like the sun is setting a little further south today. I've noticed that very closely. And we've got a lot of movement. There's a wobble or there's a change. It makes me wonder, Stuart, Standale talks about the magma movements and the weights that move under the around the core of the Earth. If that's what's going on, then it's shifting our wobble a little, too.
Well, this is interesting because in the bots he says new episodes of planetary expansion are showing up in the data as the results are indicated to seriously impact humanity 2016 and beyond. This year, we are yet expecting to see roadways and highways that will be rendered useless due to planetary stretching effects. Now, this might occur for your rumble, which maybe releases some electromagnetic anomalies. These are
I was just going to mention right there what you're talking about now is exactly what a year ago or so Standale was warning about, the stretching of the crust of the planet. And the movements and the magma movements underground, and he said that, you know, when people were saying this sound like trumpets in the sky, Standale was saying, no, it's not in the sky. This is deep underground that you're hearing.
Yeah, this is what noise says. It's the earth itself, but it reverberates off the atmosphere, and it sounds like it's coming from the heavens. Anyway, he talks about these stretching effects. These are described. Now, this may be exactly what you went through. These are described very nearly like an earthquake, but according to the data sets, there will be no local earthquakes when these stretching episodes happen. In these episodes, we might see asphalt roads, airport runways will be stretched to separation that would actually cause rebuilding of the facilities. That's something.
Huh.
So, he also talks about very troubling food crop woes. All kinds of things start to go wrong. He says the manifestation of these food crop problems is going to be first written about as crop failures of one kind or another, as there are various different species involved. But note that in all cases, the causes cited will be wrong. The data is showing that a food crop plague has developed that apparently lives in the ecology of the crops. This may not be soil resident, or may only be so for a brief period of time. That sounds like electromagnetic variance and DNA changes within the crop.
Well, it does, Stuart, and if you'll remember years ago when I was conversing with Standale and he was living in Australia, he began to investigate a strange red algae and an amoeba that was growing off the coast of Australia and a couple other countries, and he said that he came back and he said, whoa, he said, this is the sunlight. He said, the sun is changing frequencies and colors. And he said,
yes,
this is causing mutations in the sea life and the plant life. And that sounds so much what you just said on the bots, you know.
Yeah. So the food crop failures may be brought about not so much by, weather is definitely going to be part of it. But if you have DNA changes, then plants are simply not going to be resistant to all kinds of plagues.
Well, I do know one thing,
Stuart.
Yeah, go ahead. I wanted to share something right here with you. You know, we don't know what the destroyer, what effect it has on the sun and what part it plays on the sun and all these cosmic waves and et cetera. But I'll tell you what, I got an email from a pastor in the Philippines. I'd mentioned his son gets experiences from being really young. I mean, and his son, he said his son yesterday, he was doing something, and he said it turned around and an angel appeared to his son and told his son that who had been praying about Nibiru, you know. And anyway, he said that the angel, his son said, you know, he had been praying about Nibiru, and the angel said, yes, you're right, and said, the people of Earth need to know. He said, the angel said, humanity needs to know, and he asked the little boy, he said, pray for more of humanity and the people of Earth to learn and hear about this coming Nibiru. He said, it's closer than you think, and that's what's so interesting to me is the fact that, you know, you got a little kid, you know, a pastor's son in the Philippines is experiencing this, had an angelic experience where he was warned about this incoming and told, and of course we know at the same time on the other side of the coin, all the governments, especially our government, and the rich men do not want people to learn of this. They do not
That's
know
right.
this. And then you've got an angel coming to a little child in the Philippines saying, pray that more people learn of it.
In fact, I was looking at the Book of the Colburn. Let me quote part of this to you. At the time of the great destruction of Earth, God caused a dragon from out of heaven to come and encompass her about. The dragon was frightful to behold. It lashed its tail. It breathed out fire and hot coals, and great catastrophe was inflicted upon mankind. Its passage caused great thunderings and lightnings to rend the thick, darkened sky. The seas were loosed from their cradles and rose up, pouring across the land. That's got to be a pole shift. There was an awful shrilling, trumpeting, which overpowered even the howling of the unleashed winds. The bowels of the earth were open in great withering upheavals, and a howling whirlwind rent the mountains apart. The wrath of the sky monster was loosed in the heavens. It lashed about in flaming fury, roaring like a thousand thunders. But this is how it actually began, according to the ancients. God caused a sign to appear in the heavens so that men should know the earth would be afflicted, and the sign was a strange star. The star grew and waxed into great brightness and was awesome to behold. It put forth horns and it sang, being unlike any ever seen before. So then, paraphrasing it and shortening it down, the earth was rent by huge volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, and it did a polar shift, which you find in Isaiah 24 for anyone who wants to look at it. The signs of its return are now here, now. The first ones being the beginnings of changes in the heavens, as the Inuit are now reporting, and many people are now reporting the moon and sun are not always rising where they ought to. Changes also begin in the heavens as well, with odd sights beginning to appear. Then, to quote the thing, the dark days began the same as the last visitation of the destroyer. Days of stillness were followed by a time when noise of trumpeting and shrilling were heard in the heavens. We're hearing that. How long have we been hearing that now on YouTube and elsewhere?
Yeah, 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years. That's exactly what they say is the warning that this is coming.
And Stuart, I don't know if you saw it today, but they just posted some new images of Jupiter that one of our spacecraft has reached and begin to take photographs of. And I've seen Jupiter for years in images that we've had. And do you know both poles right now are like blood red? It's like Jupiter's almost on fire. I mean, it don't look like what we think it looks like. That shows that something is occurring to Jupiter. And they're also reporting, and have been for a few months now, that a lot of the planets and their moons are brightening. And this is probably part of this incoming.
Wow. Well, we've known for some time now that the planets have all been changing, but I guess according to the United Nations, it's probably all those SUVs and stuff we've been exporting to Mars and the moon and everywhere else. I don't know. It's amazing what they come up with to deny what's really going on. Anything else you want to talk about here before we got about 6 minutes left?
Well, we probably ought to talk shortly about the Middle East, because more and more reports are coming out of the volatility of the Middle East. As you know, Turkey made the incursion or so-called invasion into northern Syria, and they are expanding that. And there is a report out of Israel now that the Syrian Kurds have officially given a call to the Iraqi Kurds and to join against, to defend the whole region from the Turkish invaders. At the same time, you know, we know there's about 200,000 Iranian troops in Iraq, and there's pictures today of Russian fighter jets, bombers, landing in Iraq. They're sending, Russia is sending in airplanes into the Iraqi front, which is, that's new. That's new stuff. We've known for a while that they had a command and control, small command and control center there to battle ISIS, but it seems like, I'll tell you what it seems like, Stuart, is a fact that it seems like we have betrayed almost every ally we've had, and the Kurds are announcing right now they're through dealing with us because we betrayed them. And I'll tell you, it looks like America's about to be thrown out of the whole Middle East, which will leave Israel with no allies other than Russia. And that's, you know, you can see where this is going to some degree.
Yeah. Well, and of course, then the question becomes, will we defend Israel if she is attacked? Or there are comments in there about we shouldn't have just stood by and watched. And it makes you wonder if when Israel gets pulverized, if we just kind of stand back and watch it happen. Maybe it's going to be NATO that moves in. This is going to get really strange, I think, as we go deeper and deeper into the what is obviously now the beginning of the tribulation period that the whole world is entering into.
Well, we've got that.
Yeah.
We've got that. And then also, Stuart, there are more reports coming out of Obama putting Homeland Security and, you know, his election czar, who is very anti-Trump, you know, that movement has begun to work on the elections. Hillary's baggage is just, it's so heavy now, you wonder how she even walks. And
yes.
I'm beginning to wonder, Stuart, if we don't, there's a lot of reports in the background that I'm picking up on. I'm not really the bots, but I do pick up on a little talk out there. And it seems like they're saying no matter how this election goes, even if it doesn't occur, America's going into chaos in November. And,
yes.
And I find it interesting, Stuart, I find it really interesting. There's a brand new Arrival movie coming out, and that's the name of it, is Arrival. It's coming out 11/11, and we've talked about that number, 11/11. It makes you wonder if that's a warning, you know, because America's going into chaos, and then 11/11, or in other words, November 11th, 2016, the Arrival. And I don't know. It's just maybe just terminology, but it does make you think.
Well, it sure does, and, you know, you talk about the number 11. It's 11 years since Florida and that area ever been hit by a hurricane. I find that kind of fascinating. I like to watch the numbers, you know. So maybe we are now entering the period of intense judgment. We're entering the period of chaos. It's going to develop maybe slowly, but we don't know what this storm's going to do, really. I mean,
it could be a disaster.
This could cause billions and billions of dollars in damages if it just sits there pounding, you know, like you were saying it's supposed to do.
Well, they're predicting 75-mile-an-hour winds that will sit there and blow along with all that rain for days. I've never heard of that. You know, it reminds me so much, Stuart, of, you remember that movie Day After Tomorrow, how we had that weather phenomenon was crazy. Well, it's almost, so's this.
Yeah, it's weird. How do people reach you again, for those who are new listeners?
Yeah, the easiest way is go to my blog, LarryWTaylor.org, LarryWTaylor.org.
Oh, great. Well, I sure appreciate you coming on a holiday weekend. I guess most people have already taken off for their final vacations before all the schools start. And anyway, folks out there, really, this is real. All the changes are real. The destroyer is real. The gravity wave is real. We've got reports on it now. And things are changing, and your only escape, truly, Lord Christ. Anyway, thanks, everybody. Thanks, Larry, for coming on. We'll see you. Good night, everybody.